Prisons are built on the supposition that time, discipline, and routine transform inmates into new people. Nelson Davis has lived with this idea since 1980, when he arrived at the Louisiana State Penitentiary to fulfill a life sentence. His days are spent between the prison's kitchens and self-help programs, which structure his reformation. But how effective are these methods? Davis reflects on his time away from society on this edition of NOLA Life Stories.
Well, I think everybody here want to get out of here.
What would you do if you did? Where would you
go? Where would I go? Mm-hmm. I would go back to New Orleans. I got sons there and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. My first step was to see my mama. That's my dream, to get there for while mama still is among the living. That's a hope every day I wake up with.
Welcome to Angola. This is KLSP radio station, 91.7. The incarceration station, the only one in the nation, the one that kicks behind the bricks.
Talk about Angola when you first arrived. Kind of describe what it was like to be here in 1980.
First thing that they do is put you in the field, learn you the farm work. So picking cotton, picking greens, and tailors and stuff like that. I saw that kind of stuff in the supermarket. But that's all was designed for the discipline. And once you get the discipline, it keeps you out of a cell. You know, they got a dark side of this place too, you know. Some stay in the cells 23 hours a day, you know.
Up until the late 1940s, hanging was a means of execution. In the early 1950s, the legislature passed a law to make electrocution the means of execution. For a number of years, the electric chair was mobile and went from parish to parish carrying out the executions. In the late 1950s, the legislature passed another law to make it stationary here in Angola. So this was the first sight of the electric chair.
When you first came here, was there somebody that kind of mentored you, kind of showed you the ropes?
Yeah.
Do you remember who they were?
Yeah, he's deceased now. It's a guy named Arthur Mitchell. He was an inmate counselor here. As a matter of fact, he got me my first job, got me out of the field into the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I've been there ever since. I think about him all the time. You know, he died last year on me. After he left, he stayed in contact with me. You know, I didn't know him from the streets. I met him here, but he was wound up being a true friend.
To give you some idea of how large Angola is, if you took Main Prison that we just went by and you moved it outside the gates of Angola, you'd still have the largest maximum security prison in Louisiana with one of our housing areas.
Are there other inmates that from New Orleans that you grew up with that are here?
Oh, man. There's quite a few of them. It's a lot of ladies that I went to school with. They have sons come up here, and grandsons. You know. I've been here so long, you know, and sometimes, you know, one of them will come around and call me to the side and tell me he know me. You know, he wasn't even born, you know, when I left the streets, but he go to talking about his people and stuff. Can't help them all. But if one come to me and he tell me he wants some help, you know, I try to get him in these self-help programs and stuff like that. So I feel obligated in a sense just by knowing that people, if I can help them, if they let me help them, I'll try to do what I can for them.
One of the things that has happened with the moral rehabilitation programs here in Angola is that with all the graduate ministers that you have, they've started their own churches a lot. So there's some sort of religious activity here just about every evening of the week, 7 days a week.
The prison is just like on the streets. If you go this way, what's going to happen? If you stay this way, what's going to happen? You walk the line, you're going to be all right. They got a jail inside of a jail here.